play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material, fabrication, or powder coating needs. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Elite Inc., offering free design services for all orders. EliteIncPrinting.com. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Back here at the Potter Dome, Morton, let's send things down to PA announcer Fred Remmert here at the Potter Dome.
Peoria High School. This athletic event is conducted under the regulations of the Illinois High School Association, as well as the Mid-Illini Conference. We encourage you to demonstrate good sportsmanship throughout this contest, no matter what your personal feelings of loyalty may be. The officials have the right to remove anyone from the gym who they find detrimental to the atmosphere. This afternoon, we welcome the Lions of Peoria High School. Let's meet their starters. At a guard, number one, senior Daria Edwards. At a guard, number two, junior Sanaya Tutt. At a guard, number three, junior Jada Smith. At a forward, number 10, freshman Denali Craig Edwards. And at a forward, number 12, sophomore Cammy Hess. The Lions are coached by Michi Edwards, assisted by Kelly Craig Edwards, Shamar Hill, Shatoya Daly, and Siobhan Watkins. And now let's meet the starters for the Silver Streaks. At a guard, number 3, junior Riley Jenkins. At a guard, number 12, senior Chelsea Stevenson. At a guard, number 20, senior Kaylee Miller. At a guard, number 34, junior Lauren Livingston. And at center, number 42, junior Audrey Peck. The Silver Streaks are coached by Evan Massey, assisted by Jay Barshinger, Michael Rux, and Josh Biddle.
All right, thanks to PA announcer Fred Remmert for our starting lineup. Streaks in there, home white with silver numbers, silver and black trim. The Lions in their road maroon, black numbers, and white and black trim. Ready to get things underway. Stepping into the center circle for the Streaks will be Audrey Peck at 5'11", and for the Lions, it will be Denali Craig Edwards at 5'11" as well. Ready to get things underway. The second game in a row against the number 5 team in the state, except they're two different teams. All right, ready to get things going.
Let's hope the second
here.
Time's a charm.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. The ball is up, tap one by Audrey Peck, but the ball is taken away by Jada Smith. Laid it up, missed it. Denali Craig Edwards with a rebound and put back.
Well, right there, you see right out of the gate, you've got to box out if you're the Streaks, and they did not do that there.
Streaks break the full court pressure, and Riley Jenkins has it between the circles. Right wing goes to Chelsea Stevenson, man-to-man defense for the Lions. Lauren Livingston with it, out high left side to Riley Jenkins. She'll go toward the wing, picks it up. Top of the key to Kaylee Miller. Kaylee being guarded by Denali Craig Edwards. It must have been a switch underneath unless he just decided to go with, well, I don't know why. Smith is guarding Audrey Peck.
Good
over
pass.
The top from Lauren Livingston. Audrey Peck missed the shot, had her hand on the rebound, and now it's going to go off of Jada Smith last. It'll go back to the Streaks. Really, as you said, really nice feed from Lauren Livingston to Audrey Peck over the top that time.
Yeah, and she led her towards the rim, which is what you want to have happen right there. Unfortunately, Audrey just a little long on the shot.
And the Streaks do get a five-second call. Yeah, they didn't get anybody open on the inbound. Nobody moved toward the ball.
Yeah, not enough movement late. There. Yeah. Somebody's got to come cutting hard to the ball just to try to get that thing in, or you got to have somebody flying backwards. The problem with throwing it over the top is this Peoria Heights team is just so quick and athletic, they can chase it down just as well as you can.
I did notice on the inbound that Denali Craig Edwards was guarding Audrey Peck at that point, so there must have been a switch at some point. Streaks were trying to take advantage of the mismatch. This is Smith at the right elbow. Top of the key, it goes to Hess. Now down underneath, ball stolen away by Riley Jenkins. Riley on the dribble across midcourt left side, goes baseline, hesitates, and steps out of bounds. I thought there was a bump, but she stepped out of bounds. Streaks turned it over.
It was a block shot, actually, by Audrey. A nice job by Audrey. She let Hess get underneath her, and Audrey did what we've seen her do a couple times. She used her long arms to go over the top once Hess thought she had an opening and just blocked it down, and Riley able to pick up the rebound.
Derry Edwards out high to Sanaya Tutt. Right wing it goes to Cammie Hess. Top of the key, this is Tutt. Now down to the right side. Now Smith with it, or rather Tutt. Top of the key to Edwards. Derry Edwards to the left baseline to her sister, Denali. Airballed the three-pointer. Rebound Audrey Peck. Outlet to Riley Jenkins. Riley down court to Chelsea Stevenson on the right wing.
Got to go right away.
Gets out high to Lauren Livingston. Lauren on the right side. Gives to Riley Jenkins.
Chelsea had an opening to get that ball inside to Audrey. Unfortunately, she delayed her pass.
Now a push is going to be called against, I believe, Tutt. Sanaya Tutt, as Riley Jenkins made a move to the basket. That's the first foul in the basketball game. Gilsburg High boys, by the way, about 5.5 minutes left in the first quarter. They are up. No, it can't be. That's got to be the second quarter. 23-9. They couldn't have scored that many points 3 minutes into the game. So boys up 23-9 over Chicago.
Streaks got a – I think that went off Lauren's leg. It got knocked down by Hess and looked like it went off Lauren's leg out of bounds, but Streaks are going to retain possession.
Kaylee Miller inbound on the far sideline. And it comes to Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Riley on the dribble in the center circle, working against Tutt. Loss of handle, now got it back. Gets a pick from Lauren Livingston. Now picks up her dribble and looking for help. Gives to Audrey Peck, who gives to Chelsea Stevenson out to right of the center circle. Back to Riley Jenkins, left of the center circle. Tough defense by Peoria High. They're right on you. Now Lauren Livingston takes advantage, blows by, lays it up
nice
outside
job.
And in.
Well, that's what you got to do. If they're going to overplay you on defense, you just got to look for that step and get by them to the rim.
This is Denali Craig Edwards with it. Top of the key, it goes to Smith. Inside to Daria Edwards, kicks back out. Now Smith has the top of the key, drives to the free throw line, kicks out to Hess. Now top of the key, it's Tutt, fires a three, missed it. Riley Jenkins with a rebound. Riley gets a double team, gets across and throws it away too high. She saw the double coming, and then she saw a defender coming to the passing lane.
And I think it was Chelsea's defender that was coming. She's got cut to the ball when she notices that they're trying to backside that pressure to Riley. So once Chelsea sees that, she's got to get herself open so that Riley can throw it to her, and then the Streaks have numbers on the other end of the floor.
Cadence Leidick, her first action this afternoon, along with Lily Hudgens and also Arlita Brown in. Riley Jenkins and Audrey Peck stay on the floor for the Streaks. Out high left side, Daria Edwards gives way to Smith. Inside, nice look down low to Cammie Hess. She lays it up and in.
Great ball movement there by Peoria. They just a quick touch pass, gets the ball down and in.
Streaks, Arlita Brown with it, gets to Riley Jenkins. She gets it across in the center circle. Left wing goes to Lily Hudgens, drives left baseline, puts it up, gets hammered, and the foul's going to go against, that'll be two on, oh no, it's Smith this time, not Tutt. Jada Smith with the foul.
I thought that was on Denali. It was. Denali Craig Edwards picks up her first.
Oh, wow. That's surprising. She was there, I thought.
She was the one that came down and swatted down at the ball.
So that puts Lily Hudgens at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up and missed it. Got to have those.
Yeah, against a team like this, you can't leave points on the floor.
4-2 is the Peoria High lead, 4:28 to play first quarter. Lily Hudgens at the free throw line for the streak. Second one is up and missed that one. Rebound comes down to Smith for Peoria High. Smith gives to Denali Craig Edwards. She'll pull up with a 10-footer, missed it. Rebound, Riley Jenkins reaches far for it, and she'll take it herself. Riley across midcourt in the center circle. Bounces right wing for Audrey Peck. To Arlita Brown, back to Riley Jenkins out high left side. Riley dribbles right, gets to Lily Hudgens on the left wing. Lost the handle, had to save it in bounds, and Peoria High comes away with it. Driving left side, nice move by Jada Smith. She lays it up and in. And make it 6-2 Peoria High. Now a steal on the inbound. Shot missed, though, by Tutt. And the Streaks have it.
On that last the good time out here by Coach Massey. The team's getting a little out of control. On that last one, it looked like Lily had the opportunity to grab that ball and hold it. She instead decided to try to flip it back in, but there was nobody there for the streaks.
Thanks to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all streaks road games. Driving a really nice, dark, deep red Nissan Rogue. It's a 2017. It's a certified pre-owned. That means you can drive it with confidence. Now, you know what? New vehicles, I mean, vehicles aren't even broken into what? Nowadays, 50, 60, 75,000 miles. This one only has a little over 13,000 miles on it, so it's like it still even has the new car smell on it. Really, really nice. It's got a lot of the options that you want and need. The really clear backup camera that's high definition and a really, really nice vehicle. You can check it out and all the rest of the pre-owns and brand new Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street. And, of course, they're the home of the lifetime warranty. All vehicles 2015 and newer come with a lifetime warranty on the powertrain. And talk to them out there about that. It's a really great deal, and they're going to make you a really great deal as well at Galesburg Nissan as the streaks turn it over. And a nice defense by Kaylee Miller after the turnover, and the streaks get it back and take it the other way.
Well, Riley's out of the game, since he's going to really test the ball handling for the rest of the streaks. It's that last one, they're going to just attack.
Yeah, that should have been a travel after the steal. Now it comes up. Craig Edwards came up with it.
A lot of contact, too, when they knocked that ball away from, I think it was Arlita, excuse me.
Now Jenna Beck fires a three out high from the left side. Good. She's just into the ball game, a 5'10 junior. And make it 9-2 Peoria High with 3:08 to play here in the first quarter. Lauren Livingston as the streaks break the press, but Lauren.
That should be a foul.
Control. Yeah, she got tackled from behind there by Shai Daly going after the loose ball. It's going to go back to the streaks out of bounds.
Well, Daly took her legs out. That's, yeah. I mean, it's. I get when it's 50-50 right. Ball, but you can't take the other player's legs out.
Back in, Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck as. Where's the timeout?
We got a full timeout.
Who called it? I didn't see the indication. All right, well, full timeout. We'll take one as well. Streaks called it. Streaks trail 9-2. You're listening to a special WGIL sports presentation of Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on The Laser.
Back here at the Potter Dome at Morton High School, Tom Meredith here at Gibson. Silver Street Girls Basketball trailing the fifth-ranked Peoria High Lions 9-2. And Eric made a really good point off the air in that it's one of those. They're letting the defenders play very good, tough defense, but hand check and push and everything, and that is definitely not to the advantage of the streaks in a game like this, as quick as this Peoria High team is.
No, and the other thing was with Riley out, the rest of the streak ball handlers just seemed very unsure with the pressure in their face.
Now, nice look from Riley Jenkins to Lauren Livingston down on the right block. Got hammered there by Smith, and that will be her first foul. And Lauren Livingston will go to the free throw line, and she's kind of shaken up. Got chopped across the back of the neck there, I think. And Lauren will go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got the streak's only basket in the game. Galesburg High boys leading Comer Prep out of Chicago 28-13 with about 2:40 to play in the first half. That game on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. First free throw for Lauren Livingston is good. She's got all three of the streak's points. 9-3, 2:54 to play here in the first quarter. Second shot for Lauren is up and is good as well. The streaks will drop back and pick up at midcourt. It'll be Shai Daly bring it across to the left corner. It goes to Beck, who already hit a three for Peoria High. Now this is Sanaya Tutt on the dribble, top of the key. Gives out high right side to Shai Daly. Daly brings it back out near midcourt, right of the center circle. Dribbles right. And
over a moving screen.
Yeah.
And this one's going to go against Smith. That's her second.
So two on Jada Smith. As and part of that is the fault of the ball handler not using the pick properly. And
well, yeah,
she tries to help her out, and she didn't go rub shoulders with her.
Right, and you got to make sure that you're screener, what happened right there is Tuck pulled the ball so far out, she's got to make sure that Tuck her screener gets out there.
Lauren can't dribble. Yeah, it's double dribble. Yeah, see, they don't usually call it, but I knew they were going to call it this time. She held on. She knew when she caught the ball, she lost the handle, bounced it. She knew she couldn't dribble, but her teammates left her, and she had nowhere to go with it, so she ended up putting it on the floor, and the official did catch her. The other night, wouldn't have been called.
Right.
At John Thiel Gym. Inbound comes to Beck down in the right corner. Out high right side, it goes to Daly. Now on the left wing, this is Serena Winters who's in. Out high right side to Daly. Now this is Tut on the dribble. Goes to the left corner, back to Tut, top of the key, penetrates to the free throw line, gives to Beck. She'll fire another three, this time from the right wing. Missed it, rebound. Denali Craig Edwards turns, misses the 10-footer. Lauren Livingston with a rebound for the Streaks. Gives way to Riley Jenkins. Riley across midcourt, left to the center circle. Left wing, it goes to Kaylee Miller. Heard Coach Streaks coaching staff yell, get her off, as Riley's taking some contact as she was dribbling. Lauren Livingston out high on the left side.
Good
to
pass.
Riley down the left side of the lane.
And
took
one.
Some contact. No, she missed the shot, but they didn't call the foul. Audrey Peck with a rebound, puts it up and in. Boy, Riley got bumped toward the baseline when she put that shot up. They didn't call the foul, but Audrey Peck there to clean it up and put it up and in. 9-6 now. Peoria High, a minute 33 to play first quarter. Out high left side, this is Shai Daly in the center circle. Left side it goes to Winters. Winters left baseline to Daly. Daly brings it back out inside the paint to Beck. Spins right, goes up off the glass, missed it. Got her own rebound, put it up, missed it. And this time the rebound comes down to Riley Jenkins for the Streaks. Bounces for Lauren Livingston. Lauren across midcourt in the center circle. Down the right side of the lane, kicks over to Kaylee Miller on the wing. Kaylee looking for Audrey.
Got to go right to her.
Yeah.
They had it right initially, and then they let the defense get reset. And the unfortunate thing is it was a mismatch with Winters on Audrey.
Yeah, because Denali Craig Edwards had come out to
pick up
Kaylee. Now a nice backdoor pass from Riley Jenkins on the right wing to Audrey Peck going baseline on the left side. She's got four. It's 9-8 now. Streaks trail with 40 seconds to play in the first quarter. This is Tut with it, drives down the left side. Shot blocked by Audrey Peck, and Audrey gets a rebound. Two-on-one break for the Streaks to Chelsea Stevenson, right side, and overthrew her. Chelsea couldn't get a handle on it, and the Streaks turn it over when they had a chance to take the lead.
Great block, though, by Audrey. Audrey does a great job of making sure there's air between her and the offensive player when she goes to reach up for those blocks, and her arms are just so long she can get over the top so easily. I like the switch here. Cadence comes in for Chelsea to give the Streaks a little bit more defense right before the quarter's over.
This is Daly with it. Left wing it goes to Tut. Knocked away by Cadence Leidick. Now this is Winters with it. Now goes to Smith. Smith on the dribble, left side, double clutch. And really, you're going to call that after you don't call the bump on the other end? What about
just
down there?
Cadence, yeah.
Cadence Leidick picks up the foul. That's the first team foul on the Streaks. 6.5 to play in the quarter. Streaks trail 9-8. That will put Sanaya Tut at the free throw line with two shots. First one is up. Rattles it home. Really
line
flat
drive
on the shot. Yeah, and it's like it had to hit a bunch of rim. The whole rim rattled when that one went through. 10-8 is the Peoria High lead. 6.5 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Second shot is up. Missed it. And a rebound, Riley Jenkins. Riley on the run with five. Across with four. Down the left side with 1 second. Laid it up. Missed it. And a rebound comes down to Tuck at the horn. We have played one quarter. It is Peoria High 10. Galesburg 8 will take a timeout. You're listening to a special WGIL sports presentation of Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why there's nothing worse than a car salesman.
I think a lot of places you go and why people kind of get a bad taste in their mouth is because they feel like they're talking to a, quote, salesman. They're being sold something. Yes, you have to buy a vehicle and someone's got to sell it to you, but we view ourselves and we view our salespeople as actually customer service representatives. We are just servicing the customer. That is it. And if you do that properly, it will never feel like you're being sold.
Don't get sold. Get customer serviced at Galesburg Toyota. Find them online at Galesburg Toyota. Nissan.com.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
Back here at the Potter Door, Morton High School inbound, Streaks with it. Back door, they go to Cadence Light. It couldn't get the shot, though, and top of the key, her pass is stolen away. This is Smith with it. Jada Smith down there, rather tucked. Drives down, makes a nice fake, puts it up and in. Sanaya Tuck with her first basket.
Still maintain that that move is a travel.
Yeah.
She picked up the ball, and she took three stops. On the other end, though, Tom, they did a nice job getting the ball over the top to Cadence, and Cadence became in such a hurry to get it back out. If she would have just turned back, the defender on her bottom on the baseline side actually left, and she had a shot at the basket. She just wanted to turn around and take that short little jump shot.
Streak trail 12-8. They've got the basketball out between the circles. Audrey Peck. 7.5 to play here in the first half. Galesburg boys up 30-20 at halftime of their game. Now a foul from behind is going to go against Anaya Tutt. That's going to be her second.
I think
second.
It's going to be Daria Edwards, actually.
Oh, is it? Okay.
She was the one on baseline side that came in. Yep, Daria.
I wish we had Coach Edwards mic'd up, like you said, because the look on his face. It's like, so it is Daria Edwards picks up her first. Riley Jenkins had bounced one more.
Didn't
Livingston
have a clean,
for three. Ooh, airballed that one.
We didn't have a clean look at it, but yeah. He feels that she got through and was able to knock the ball away without contact.
Down the right side. Oh, come on.
Well, that's what you get.
Winters went in, drove in. Double clutch. Kaylee Miller was behind her, and he calls her for a hack. She didn't even reach in at the ball. That is the first on Kaylee. Two team fouls on the streaks, and that puts Serena Winters at the free throw line with two shots with 7:18 to play in the half. Streaks trailing 12-8.
Well, some coaches would say that's why you argued at the other end.
Yep, get the makeup call. I mean, Kaylee stood behind her, didn't reach or anything, just let her kind of let her go, and she missed the shot. Second shot away, and that is good. So she's one of two. Make it 13-8. Inbound comes to Riley against full court pressure. Now Lauren across the middle. Now and no foul called. Kaylee Miller got bumped. Now
that's not what you want right there, Audrey.
Now, Audrey tried to get the quick pass down to Cadence Leidick, running the floor down on the right side, overthrew her, and Streaks turned it over.
Just kind of as a simple physics thing, she pushed the ball up from her shoulder level, which is going to give it arc. If she would have thrown it over the top, it would have had a downward angle at it. She might have been able to get that over the top with the ball coming down to Cadence. Instead, the ball was still going up when it got to Cadence and it went well over her head.
And what they did there was a perfect fast break and three quick passes, but there would really probably wouldn't have been anything Cadence could do with it because there was two defenders there. Splitting the defenders that time as Tutt missed the shot, but Denali Craig Edwards, nobody got a body on her. She tips it up and in, make it 15-8, Peoria High. Now the Streaks turn it over. Oh, now they're going to, oh, wow, they're going to call a foul on Daria Edwards.
That's going to be her second.
She blocked the pass of Riley Jenkins, and now. You could hear her hand hit the ball as Riley tried to go with a pass, went up and tried to go with a pass over the top. She jumped up, and you could hear her hand slap the ball. And that's what Coach Edwards is saying to the official. And he's saying, no, that official made the call, not me. So she gets maybe two cheap ones. I don't know. Riley Jenkins with it at the right elbow down the left side of the lane. And now it's
– they're going to get a bump on Tutt.
Yep.
That's what happens. If you're going to play this style, you're going to be prone to get called for these bumps. And if you have officials out there that call the bumps, this is what happens. You look at the Illini last year and how they played. They – led probably the nation in fouls, and it was because they played this aggressive style defense.
And they didn't call this in the first quarter, but I'm sure Coach Massey has been on the officials throughout. We've heard him from here, so I'm sure he talked to him during the break as well. That's the free throw up and good for Riley Jenkins. Her first point of the ball game, 15-9, Streaks trail, 6:41 to play here in the first half. Second one up and good for Riley as well. I was so confident I already put the X in there for I wasn't thinking, I just did it. 15-10, Streaks trail. Left wing, this is Daly. Out high to Winters on the right side. Winters on the dribble, bounces right wing for Tut. Tut back out to Winters, top of the key to Denali Craig Edwards. Left wing it goes to Daly. Shy Daly penetrates, dunks down to Craig Edwards, but overthrew her. And that was, I mean, she might as well have taken the shot where she was. And
right.
I don't think Craig Edwards was ready for the pass anyway, but it was off the mark. I don't think she could have reeled it in. So a turnover by Peoria High. This time they go zone trap rather than man. Kaylee Miller with it and gets hacked from behind. No call. Now we're going to get a tie up.
Yeah.
And the possession of points for Peoria High.
If you're Kaylee, you can't put the ball on the floor right there because you know that what the Peoria defense is doing is whenever the ball stops, they attack. So once you hold it for a second, they're going to attack. So you can't just put it on the ball. You've got to put it on the ground if you're going somewhere, or you got to pass it right away.
6:05 to play here on the first half. Streaks trail 15-10. Left wing, this is Daly. Puts it on the floor, goes to the left elbow, picks up, gives to Winters, top of the key. She'll fire the straight on three. Good.
Wow.
That is Serena Winters. She's got 4 points now. Make it 18-10. To the backcourt, Lauren Livingston on the dribble. And Streaks don't want to get a 10 call.
Gotta get it.
Yep, 10 seconds.
And, just right there, Lauren's got to understand that you only have so much time to get that ball to the floor, so you can't go backwards. And she took too many dribbles backwards.
Well, and Coach Marsing also saying, telling the players, you got to come back toward the toward the timeline to help her out because she didn't have anywhere to go with the ball either other than dribbling. This is Tut. Left side kicks out to Daly. Daly penetrates. Nice look underneath. Goes
travel
to Hess in the ball game. Travel, no call. Kicks out. And now it's Tut with it on the left wing to Denali Craig Edwards. Nice dish underneath. Missing the shot was Hess, but she got her own rebound and put it back up and in. That was quite a pass from Denali Craig Edwards.
For a freshman, that was great ball vision.
Now Cadence Lydick lost the handle on the ball on the sidelines, and it falls out of bounds.
Well, and right now Peoria's defense, although they're picking up a bunch of fouls, they've got seven already. The defense is working because they've sped the streaks up. They're all uncomfortable handling the basketball, and that's all you want because then you're going to get those unforced turnovers like that.
Where are we turnover-wise now?
Streaks have turned the ball over 14 times.
With just 10 points, we talk about that stat quite often. Usually it's the other way around. We like to see it even less when it's our girls. Left wing with it. This is Daly. Picks up, gives top of the key to Winters. Out high right side, it's Tut. Sanaya Tut goes to the top of the key, left wing to Shy Daly. Daly on the dribble, penetrates. Again, and a
good
nice block by Audrey Peck on the shot by Hess. Lauren Livingston with it now. Brings it across. Streaks trail by 10, 20-10, 4:40 to play first half. Riley Jenkins with it. Goes left and tried to hand off to Kaylee Miller. Got knocked away, and Kaylee gets knocked to the floor.
She's over the top of her.
Now Riley Jenkins came up with the ball. Kaylee had the presence of mind to at least push the ball on the floor. Now kick out to Lily Hudgens, right wing for three. Good on the feed from Riley Jenkins. That was much needed. A three from Lily Hudgens. Nice drive by Riley Jenkins. Went baseline. They didn't cut her off, and she kicked it over to Lily for the open three, 20-13. Nice look underneath. Again, they keep doing the same thing over and over, penetrating, drawing the defender, kicking off to Hess, and she missed that time.
Down court, now got to read the defense.
Yep, that's Hess with the steal.
She tried to bait Riley into it, and Riley bit and threw it right there, and Hess just went and got the basketball.
Now Tut splits the defender. She lays it up and in. Make it 22-13 Peoria.
She really likes that double pump,
huh? Maybe that's how she gets the foul calls on it sometimes. Lauren Livingston,
swing it.
Gets to Riley, left wing. She'll fire the three. Missed it. Rebound, Audrey Peck. Audrey fakes, puts up the little hook shot, and got it. Nice job by Audrey. The defender was there. She took a dribble, made a nice little hook shot to make it 22-15 Peoria. 3.5 minutes to play first half. Tut with the basketball. On the high right side, it goes to Daly.
Streaks have to communicate, though. They end up getting open three to Riley, but they also had Lily on the other side wide open.
Wow. Lauren Livingston had on the missed long two by Tut. Lauren Livingston had blocked out Denali Craig Edwards, and Craig Edwards went over her back for the rebound, missed and got it back and put it up and in. She's got six, make it 24-15. Riley, nice dump off to Audrey Peck, puts it up and in. And could have been some contact call there, too.
Yeah, it looked like it was.
As Craig Edwards ran into her, and Audrey was kind of looking for that. That's eight for Audrey, make it 24-17 now.
Well, and she swatted down at her. Yeah. I don't know if there was contact there, but it looked like there might have been.
Definitely was with the body, though.
Yeah.
Left wing, this is Tut. She'll penetrate to the left elbow, kicks it out high to Winters, out high on the right side. Now gives Tut right wing to Winters on the right baseline. Brings it out to the wing. Now bounces to Craig Edwards, puts it up and in. That was a nice bounce pass. I don't know how it got through three Streaks' hands there, but it did.
Well, and on top of it, just a great, great hands by Denali Craig Edwards to pick it up.
And Craig Edwards knocks the ball away, but Kaylee Miller gets it back. Oh. Mr. Riley Jenkins left baseline, drives in, puts it up, and she gets hammered.
Oh, a charge! Are you kidding me?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow. She got swatted across the head from behind by Craig Edwards, and then with the Tut came from the other side. There was no way she was set.
Well, she wasn't set, and Riley didn't go straight into her. Riley went around her.
Yeah. Wow. So that is the first on Riley Jenkins. Jeez. 2:07 to play. Streaks trail 26-17. We have not. Well, Daria Edwards has been out. She picked up two quick fouls. I say we haven't seen her for a while, but you also have Tut and Jada Smith each with two fouls. But they haven't really lost a beat. And, that time Hess wasn't looking for the ball.
Which is strange because, like you said, they just keep running the same play. They run down the lane, they pull the defense, and then they kick it to the post player that's standing on the weak side block.
And that time Daly kind of did an underhand pass, and Hess wasn't even looking for it.
You got to see the defense. Chelsea didn't go meet the pass, and it gets stolen by
double
Hess.
Dribble. Oh, she double dribbled.
No, they're going to get a timeout to coach.
And the whistle blew after the double dribble. That's why I thought they were going to call it. So she got a timeout after a double dribble because Hess had stolen the ball and dribbled and then picked up and then dribbled again and the timeout was called. 30-second timeout, 1:46 to play here in the first half. Streaks trail 26-17. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Streak road games. You heard during their commercial they mentioned the Nissan award that they won for sales volume. The reason they have great sales volume is because, one, they treat you right. Two, they're giving you a great deal. Three, they treat you right after the sale, too. I mean, number one, you've got that lifetime warranty, whether it's a certified pre-owned or a brand-new 2019 or 2020 that you're buying. And you know what? It's tax time as well. We'll talk more about that coming up. But you know you're getting that big tax refund. You know where to go and who to talk to. Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Inbound shot is up and no good by Beck with a rebound. Chelsea Stevenson for the Streaks looks for some help. Trapped in the corner. Bounces for Audrey Peck. Now Riley Jenkins has it. Streaks got to get it across.
Well, Peoria just did a great job. That right when that rebound came down, they went right into their trap.
Chelsea with a runner. No good. Audrey Peck with a rebound. Gets bumped. No call.
Wow.
And now a steal by Winters. How did you not call that? The only reason she got the ball is because she bumped Audrey, and she kind of lost the handle on it. So the Streaks turn it over again with 1:12 to play.
Well, again, I mean, we've seen different the calls going differently throughout this entire game. They're either going to call the physical play or they're not. If they're not going to play it, now we're going to get an illegal screen on Edwards.
That'll be on Denali Craig Edwards. Now that's her second foul. So, again, because that official who made the call, Coach Massey, was in his ear right there right before that. Yeah, I mean, you just ask for consistency. Right. Hey, if they're going to let them bump and push the whole time, that's the way it's going to be. But then they started calling it, but then they didn't call it again. So just be consistent.
It's all about the consistency. And realistically, you've got to know what to tell your girls. I mean, Coach Massey's got to be able to tell them, hey, they're going to allow them to bump you. You got to be ready to bump back.
And right there, it was happening again. And then
twice.
Until Riley got sandwiched by both Beck and Daly, then they called the foul.
Yeah, Shai Daly bumped her twice, and finally it was the second one that got called.
So Riley Jenkins goes to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. That's 19 fouls now on Peoria High. Who did they call that one on?
Shai Daly.
They called it on Daly. That's her first. And Riley at the free throw line. Kaylee Miller, Cadence Leidick back in along with Riley Jenkins, Audrey Peck, and Laura Livingston. First shot is up and good. She'll get the bonus. Riley with 3 points. 26-18, Streaks trail with 52.7 to play in the first half.
Streaks doing everything they can to hang in here, even though there's been a large amount of turnovers. And another free throw hit there makes it a seven-point game. Streaks are going to hopefully go into the half here only down by single digits.
You do have a little bit shorter bench here today because the sophomores don't play till 1:30 after the varsity's done. So you're missing a ball handler and Grace Nelson and some of the other players. And Camellia Schwartzman came in and gave some good minutes against Geneseo the other night. Nice look underneath to Hess. She kicks it back out. Now it's Daly with it out left of the center circle with 28 seconds play. I guess I'm not sure if they're actually working for one or not. This is Winters out high right side to Craig Edwards between the circles, left wing. It goes to Daly. Daly bounces top of the key for Winters. 17 to play, now 15. Left wing with 12. This is Winters to Craig Edwards down the left side. Pulls up with a 10-footer, bounces high and falls through. 8 in the quarter, 10 in the game for Denali Craig Edwards. 2 seconds play, long shot by Lauren Livingston, no good at the buzzer. We have played one half of basketball, and it is the Peoria High Lions, ranked 5th in Class 3A, leading the Galesburg Silver Streaks 28-19. We'll come back with our halftime show, run down our halftime scoreboard, halftime stats as well. Streaks trail 28-19. You're listening to a special WGIL sports presentation of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. By Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, he'll help you find your dream home. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on South Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
You guys get home okay last night?
No, it was so stressful. My kids were sound asleep.
Oh, that sounds terrible.
But I couldn't see anything. All of the headlights were streaky and the road was blurry and...
Yeah, you need to call Kehoe.
Night blindness can make even a short drive home a white-knuckle stress sesh. Make an appointment at Kehoe Eye Care to find out why your night vision is poor and what options are available to get you safely back on the road after dark.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
In general, I'm a win-win guy. When I have to spend hours searching for the right part, it's lose-lose. It's time lost for me and lost time for my crew. That's why I order from Grainger. With product experts that have the answers to my toughest questions and easy-to-use website to help me find the right product quickly, I can rely on Grainger to make getting supplies for my business as simple and seamless as possible. When it comes to getting things done, it's a win-win when Grainger's got your back. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Halftime here at the Potter Dome at Morton High School. Tom Erdith, Eric Gibson. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trail the Peoria High Lions 28-19 in the Downstate Classic. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. So the Streaks down 28-19. The Galesburg High boys were up at halftime by a score of 30-20 over Chicago's Comer Prep, the Catamounts, in the opening game of their Martin Luther King tournament. Here's what the schedule looks like for today here in Morton as the Downstate Classic will continue. The Galesburg sophomore girls will be in action in the other gym here. They will take on, they've got Peoria High sophomores at 1:30. Right now, Morton and Lincoln sophomores are playing in the East Gym. And then Lincoln and Morton varsity will play here in this gym coming up also following our game at 1:30. In the evening session, first off, it will be the Morton and Galesburg sophomores playing at 5 o'clock. That'll be in the East Gym. And here in this gym, it'll be Peoria High taking on Lincoln at 5 o'clock. And following that, it'll be the Galesburg girls and the Morton varsity girls. Morton, of course, ranked number one here in Class 3A in the state of Illinois. Now, one thing in that game, they will be missing their best player in Lindsay Dullard. I was just talking with Coach Becker before this game, Morton's head coach, and Lindsay Dullard suffered a concussion against Metamora, hit her head on the floor, so she's out, still got some headaches since she was back at school, but still having some headaches, so they sent her home, so she'll be out. And that, honestly, you know, they're still going to be a really good team no matter. I mean, make no mistake about it, they're still a really good team, but that is a huge loss. I mean, she's signed, she's going to be going to UAB, University of Alabama Birmingham next year, and he was talking about the fact that they miss her as much on defense as they do on offense, said that she's been guarding the other team's best player throughout the year, and that's made a huge difference for them.
Yeah, she's definitely not what Bree Beal was
right
to Rocky. I mean, she's not the – she might be their top player this year, but she's not – heads and shoulders above everyone else on the team. That's what makes them such a good team. And so I'm sure there'll be some missing of her, but I don't think it's going to be the kind where they're an extremely different team. They still play a very good defensive system, and their offensive sets run pretty crisply with the other players running the show.
The other games coming up here on WGIL. Let's see. For the girls, they'll be back in action coming up next Thursday night. We talked about this this gauntlet of the schedule right now. The Rock Island Rocks are ranked basically, they checked out, I think, number 11 or number 13 maybe this week in the poll. We'll see them up at the Rock Garden coming up next Thursday night. Then on Saturday the 25th, we will, as part of this tournament, the Downstate Classic, we'll play host to the Lincoln Railers. That'll be next Saturday afternoon at 1:10. Let's see. Also, the Galesburg High boys, they've got their game going against Chicago Comer right now. They will play again tonight, a 6 o'clock tip. So, again, they'll be on WGIL. The girls' game tonight, starting a little bit later, will be right here on 92.7 FM, The Laser. The boys will take on Danville tonight. Danville with a pretty good team coming in that the Streaks will see that game at 6 o'clock coming up tonight. Let's see. Let me check the rest of the schedule. Illinois Fighting Illini in action today. They will be taking on the Purdue Boilermakers. In fact, they'll be in West Lafayette at Mackey Arena, and that game will be joined in progress on WGIL just after after the Streaks. Actually, it's a 7 o'clock tip-off, so they'll join that in progress after the Streaks boys game coming up tonight. Then Illinois next Saturday will be on the road at Michigan. All right, so lots coming up. Halftime.
Well, we got an update on the boys' score. They're on a 15-0 run with about in about a two-minute stretch. They're up 47-27 with 2:34 left to go in the third.
All right, our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. We'll take a timeout, come back with our halftime stats and more. Streaks trail 28-19. You're listening to a special WGIL sports presentation of Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now's the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-4328. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
The road of life can be rough for you and your new car. Potholes attack your tires. Rocks and door dings leave their marks. But you have an advantage. The YEM Advantage program comes with every new vehicle from YEM Automotive Group in Galesburg, covering dents and dings, your tires and wheels, even key protection for 1 year at no cost to you. When it comes to protecting what's important to you, you've got an advantage when you trust YEM Automotive Group, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind, by the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg, and by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
The forecast from The Laser, calling for a winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. tonight for Mercer County. Clouds today, breezy, temperatures falling this afternoon, wind gusts near 40 miles per hour, mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 1 degree with wind chills to 20 below due to the wind gusts near 40 miles per hour overnight tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 7 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 1 below 0. And then for your Monday, sunshine with a high near 14 degrees. Right now, we're sitting at 21 degrees at the Laser.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Halftime here at the Potter Dome in Morton. The Galesburg Silver Streaks trailing the fifth-ranked Peoria High Lions 28-19 at halftime. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Scoring-wise, Streaks led by Audrey Peck with 8 points. She had a couple of baskets in each quarter. 4 points for Lauren Livingston, a basket and a couple of free throws. Riley Jenkins with 4 points on four free throws. 3 points for Lily Hudgens on a three-pointer. Streaks just a 1 3-pointer in the half, 6 for 8 from the free throw line. For the Lions, they were led by Denali Craig Edwards, her 5'11 freshman, 10 points on five baskets. 5 points for Sanaya Tutt, couple of baskets, 1 for 2 from the line. Let's see, 4 points for Cammy Hess, 3 points for Jenna Beck on a three, 4 points for Serena Winters on a three, and 1 for 2 from the line. They were 2 for 4 from the line and 2 three-pointers in the first half.
Tough first half for the Streaks, obviously. 17 turnovers in that first half to only 5 for Peoria. Streaks did out-rebound Peoria, though, 17-10. Peoria had an advantage on the offensive boards, though, 7-4. Peoria also had 8 second-chance points. Peoria shot the ball well, 12 of 31 from the field, or okay, I suppose, not yeah. well. 12 of 31, 2 of 5 from downtown. Streaks only got 13 shots up in that first half, Tom. They were 6 of 13. 1 of 4 from distance.
So you shot the ball well, you just didn't get enough shots off.
You didn't get it far enough down the floor to get those shots.
That's true. Our halftime stats brought to you by Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones, member SIPC. Streaks trail 28-19. And honestly, when you look at the turnover stats, we're lucky we're not down by 25 or 30 at this point.
Everyone on the floor except for the officials. Right, here they come out of the locker room.
All right. So ready to get things underway in the second half. Streaks will have the basketball. And they will inbound on the far side of the floor. We're just behind the scorer's table here at the Potter Dome. We have our choice of being up top or down here. We decided to be down here because we never know, especially when we play Morton tonight. It can get really crowded up there because they've got TV and sometimes they have
internet
broadcasts of the game.
Although I don't think the regular internet broadcaster is going to be in town tonight.
Oh, covering WIU, I think, right? Is that right? Okay.
I think they have a game tonight or today against Oral Roberts, if I saw right.
Riley Jenkins out high on the right side. Gives to Lauren Livingston, left corner. Fires a 15-footer. Good.
Nice.
Nice ball moving by the Streaks.
Well, and what made that play was the backside screen, too. Nice shot by Lauren to fade out, but it was the backside screen by Audrey that opened that up.
Make it 28-21. Out high left side. It goes to Craig Edwards. Now the paint, nice dump underneath, and another block shot for Audrey Peck on Cammy Hess.
Cammy Hess is going to be having visions of Audrey just blocking her repeatedly.
Riley Jenkins out on the dribble, out near midcourt, bounces for Lauren Livingston, out high on the left side. Now Kaylee Miller.
Can't pick up your dribble, Kaylee.
Looking for help, and finally gets it off to Lauren Livingston near the left elbow. She goes baseline.
Thankfully, Tutt wasn't up on Kaylee, otherwise probably a 5 call there.
Now Kaylee with it out high on the left side. Penetrates. Kaylee gives to Lauren in the left corner. Lauren drives baseline, kicks to Audrey Peck. Audrey drives down the right side, up off the glass. Oh, came up short with a shot. Nice move. Again, good ball movement by the Streaks. Came away empty-handed, though, unfortunately.
One of the best moves I think we've seen all season from Audrey. She just took the ball and drove around the defense and put it up, and now we get a travel called on Jada Smith as she fell to the floor before she could get the pass off.
And that was a smart move. I think it was Audrey Peck who was there, just backed away, and she fell, and no foul call, and the travel called, and so a turnover on Peoria High.
Well, that last possession, it looked like Peoria was in the 2-3. Now it looks like they're back to the man-to-man.
Lauren Livingston out high on the left side with it to Riley Jenkins.
Good pass.
Riley bounces to Audrey. Scoops it up and in. Audrey Peck with 10 now. Nice feed from Riley Jenkins. Audrey Peck with 10. Make it 28-23. 6:05 to play here in the third quarter. Out high right side. This is Tutt on the dribble. Penetrates. Double clutches. Puts it up and in.
Somebody's got to cut her off. You know once she gets that head of steam, she's going in. She's not one of the ones that have stopped and passed.
She's got 7. Now Riley Jenkins' pass is knocked away, and now Kaylee Miller comes up with it on the floor, gets it off to Audrey Peck, who hands to Riley. 2-on-1 now for the Streaks. Riley down the left side, and they're going to call.
Gave a continuation to Riley.
It was a delayed call. I wasn't sure the way it was going to go because he delayed it. She put it up and in, and Hess gets called for the foul. Riley with a chance at the traditional three-point play.
Interestingly enough, no argument from Coach Edwards I've seen, but it was actually Riley that initiated that contact.
Yeah.
She put her shoulder down into Hess.
And I was just waiting. He didn't call. And then it's like the way he counted the basket, I thought he was going to call the charge. The way he put his fist out, it's like, he's going to call the charge. But now it's 30-26 Streaks trail, 5.5 minutes to play third quarter. This is Daria Edwards out on the left side, goes to the free throw line to Smith, back out to Daria Edwards, penetrates, and her pass knocked away.
I thought that went off a Hess.
Yeah, that's what Riley's saying, too. Riley tapped the ball.
I think Hess got a hand on that one before it went out of bounds, but they're going to say it's off of Riley.
And I don't know what Coach Edwards was upset about. Walked over and said something to him. I don't know.
Well, I think he was upset with Daria, but he ran out onto the floor. I think that's what the official had the issue with.
Yeah, because he wasn't talking to them. He was talking to his player. At the left elbow, this is Smith. Penetrates underneath. Pass stolen away by Lauren Livingston. Now Kaylee Miller with it. Kaylee across midcourt in the center circle. Gives to Lauren on the left side out near midcourt. Streaks can cut into it with less than 5 minutes. Now Kaylee, three-pointer left baseline. In and out, no good. Rebound, Audrey Peck up off the glass. Nope, got blocked from behind by Smith, and it's going to go back to the Streaks.
But a great job, and she tried to reset where she was on the basket, and that's what gave Smith the opportunity because, unfortunately, Audrey caught the ball in a bad spot.
Inbound to Audrey Peck down in the right corner. Gets to Kaylee Miller on the wing. Now to Riley Jenkins. Riley on the baseline, right side, pulls it back out.
Good job by Riley there. She didn't force anything. They tried to set up that play where she gets the open three and look in the corner, and they double-teamed her right away, and she was able to dribble her way back to the top.
Man, Daria Smith is ultra-quick and fast because Riley was just trying to make a pass on Lauren Livingston, and Daria came out of nowhere, almost got the steal, knocked it out of bounds, goes back to the Streaks on the far side.
Oh, they had Chelsea back door, and Kaylee wasn't ready.
Inbound comes to Lauren Livingston. She's got it left to the center circle. Now dribbles right. Down the right side of the lane. Gets knocked to the floor. And the foul's going to go against Jada Smith. And that's her third. Nice drive by Lauren. Hit her left elbow on the floor. She's kind of moving the arm around. Get the funny bone. Not so funny. That's going to put Beck in for Smith.
Jenna Beck.
Yeah, Smith goes out with three fouls. Riley Jenkins inbound from the right baseline. Bounces for Chelsea. Stevenson wide open on the left side. Got behind the defense. Laid it up and in. Nice pass from Riley. And a timeout called by Michi Edwards with 4:26 to play in the third quarter. And this is going to be, oh, man, he's in his daughter's face. He did not like what Derry did. Full timeout. We'll take one as well. It's Peoria High 30, Galesburg 28. You're listening to a special WGIO Sports presentation of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
If you feel like you've tried everything to fill positions at your business, it's time to try radio. Find out how you can affordably have the attention of thousands of people on a daily basis and get your position filled at galesburg.info. Keyword, jobs.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
Back here at the Potter Dome, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Morton High School. Silver Streak girls basketball, the Streaks trailing the fifth-ranked team in the States, the Peoria High Lions 30-28. Peoria High's three losses, by the way, were to Morton in a close game, a five-point game or something like that?
I think it was 49-42 maybe, okay. It was seven maybe.
Just a couple of weeks ago, and then they also lost to a Normal Community, a game which Coach Edwards said they didn't play well at all, and they also lost to Moline, and Moline at that time had their best player, their point guard, before she tore up her knee.
Yeah, well, you know, I'll let this one go.
Yeah, a shot, the drive missed by Tutt, and the Streaks with the rebound. Lauren Livingston runs down the left side. The runner up got her momentum going too far. She needed to try to stop and go off two that time. Now Craig Edwards turns it over. She goes down the right side and lost it.
Well, okay, so Tom, two things are happening right now that happen to teams that play this aggressive style of defense. Number one, they're committing a lot of fouls, and when they're getting called, it's putting them in a hole. Number two, they're overcommitting to cuts. So if the Streaks keep doing backdoor cuts and change of direction cuts, they're going to be open because they're overplaying them.
Now Lauren with another runner, too hard, gets her own rebound up off the glass and in. Lauren Livingston has tied the game at 30 with 3.5 minutes to play here in the third quarter. This is Daria Edwards out between the circles. Out high right side, it goes to Winters. Right wing. Tut back out to Craig Edwards. Now it's Daly with the basketball.
And I also don't understand why they don't go back inside, because that's where they were having all their success.
And Tut does drive down the right side. Got between three Streak defenders there with that double clutch, put it up and in, and they retake a two-point lead, 32-30. Kaylee Miller with it. Left wing penetrates and tried to double underneath to Audrey, and Audrey wasn't going that direction. She was trying to set a pick. Long downcourt pass to Winters, puts it up and in.
Yeah, that's what you can't do right there. Kaylee was trying to guess. To Streaks turn the ball over again. Yep. Kaylee was trying to guess where Audrey was going to go, and Audrey reacted by trying to set a screen, and realistically she should have gone across the floor. Chelsea was wide open on the other side of the floor. The entire defense was on the ball side, and the weak side was wide open.
And honestly, it was a good thought by Kaylee had Audrey been rolling.
But you have to
be
on the same page.
Pass, but yeah, not on the same page, though. So this is Craig Edwards down the right block, leans in. Missed the shot, though. Rebound tapped around, and Daly comes down with it, gives to Tut. Now down on the block, it's Beck. Travel with it, gets it off to Craig Edwards. She lays it up and in. That's her first basket of the second half. She's got 12. Now it's 36-30. Quickly back the other way. Riley Jenkins with it. Knocked away from behind. Tut comes up with it for Peoria High. Tut on the dribble, left side, drives in, puts it up and got it. So quickly back to an 8-point lead for Peoria High. That's how quickly he can get you with the defense. Riley down the left side, lays it up off the glass, and a block is going to be called on Beck. That's going to be her first foul.
She tried to sit back behind the other defenders to slide in at the last second and take that charge, and good call by the official. You've got to be set, and she tried to slide in right underneath Riley, and she gets called for the block. Riley's gassed.
Yeah, she's been flying up and down the court. So she's at the free throw line with two shots, kind of been over holding the shorts. And the first free throw is good.
So Streaks tied up at 30, only to watch Peoria quickly. I mean, a matter of what, 30 seconds?
Yeah, it was
rolled
quick.
Off 80 points, or 8 points, excuse me.
Man, it's hard being on. I've been on that side of it in a game before my junior year. We were playing second shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Craig Edwards playing Kiwani Weatherfield, and their half, like three-quarter court trap was just, it was like in a matter of moments, we're down eight, and in a matter of moments, we're down by almost 30. I mean, it was less, a minute and a half, if that long even. And I had most of the turnovers, by the way, just so you know. I'll own that. Ooh, a near steal by Lily Hudgens. Peoria High gets it back. This is Daria Edwards out between the circles. Under 2 minutes to play in the quarter, 38-31, Peoria High. Now it's Craig Edwards, a little 10-footer from the right baseline, up and good. That was a nice touch.
She's a nice-looking freshman.
And not skinny. Oh, Streaks turn it over again. This is Tut down the right side. And
she just jumped into Riley.
Riley,
they're going to call Riley for the foul. Riley was standing still.
Yeah, she was actually back up trying to get out of the way, and Tut went up into her, and Riley's picked up her second foul.
Gosh.
And that puts Saniya Tut at the free throw
line
with two
shots. This is what kills me about officials is had Riley had her hands to the side as if she was taking a charge, they would have called the charge there. But because Riley was just standing there, you still can't go and run into the player on purpose.
It's whoever initiates the contact for the advantage. So the first free throw in and out, no good by Tut. 1:34 to play in the third, 40-31 Peoria High. Saniya Tut's second shot is good. She's 2 for 4 from the line. She's got 14 points. Full court press, and the Streaks turn it over again.
Streaks are just getting too hurried again now that this pressure is back on them.
Tut, top of the key, back out high right side, Daria Edwards. She steps back, fires an 18-footer, missed it. But the rebound comes out long, and a travel not called.
Yep.
Now they get it to Craig Edwards, right wing. Her 15-footer no good, and Daly down with a rebound for Peoria High. In the paint, it goes to Beck, spins left, puts a shot up and good. Jenna Beck with 5 now. And Coach Massey calls a timeout with 58.5 to play. Is this going to be a 30-second timeout called by Coach Massey? Streaks trail 43-31. Thanks again to Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. They provide our transportation to all Galesburg Silver Streak road games. You know, it's tax time, right? Well, how about that big tax return you're going to get? You know what you can do with it? Go to talk to the guys there at Galesburg Nissan, 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg, and they can help get you into either a brand-new 2019, a brand-new 2020, or an outstanding pre-owned vehicle. And the majority of them, hey, if they're 2015 or newer, lifetime warranty. That's right, a lifetime warranty on the powertrain. And we're driving a really nice pre-owned 2017 Nissan Rogue. It's all-wheel drive. It's only got 13,000 miles on it. It's a 2017. It's like driving a brand-new car with only that many miles on it nowadays. So go talk to the guys there. They'll you just can't buy a Nissan for less. Galesburg Nissan, the home of the lifetime warranty. Lauren Livingston with it. 53 seconds to play. Now it's Riley Jenkins back to Lauren, left of the center circle. Audrey Peck down the key out high right side to Riley. Backdoor pass to Audrey Peck up off the glass, missed it. Rebound comes down to Craig Edwards. I think she thought she was going to get some contact, and the defender flew right by her. 35 seconds to play in the quarter. And this is Daly. They're going to hold on, looks like, for one shot. Which kind of surprises me the way their defense is going right now. Why not score and then try to force another turnover?
But the only thing I can think of is that he wants to conserve energy because the defense they play is very energy consuming.
Yeah, and they do have another game today, right, just like we do. But against Lincoln, though, and Lincoln's struggling this year. Nice pass from Daria Edwards to who was that? Beck down on the block, missed the shot.
Oh, that was going to be back to Peoria, I'm pretty sure, and Edwards then touched it out of bounds.
Yeah, somebody caught her in the ear with something. 4.2 to play, and it comes to Chelsea Stevens. Now Lauren Livingston
could have taken a couple dribbles.
Yeah, she fired the shot with about 2.5 seconds left. We played three quarters of basketball. It is the Peoria High Lions 43, the Galesburg Silver Streaks 31. You're listening to a special WGIO sports presentation of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones financial advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper, but now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Running up and down the court is like driving up and down the road. Everything's going great until you try to stop on a wet floor, just like hitting the brakes on ice. The next thing you know, you're out of the game. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let us help coach your winning season with auto coverage that meets all your needs. And with our auto home discount, we can save you money too. Give me a call or stop by Craddy Insurance today on North Henderson Street, and let's talk about your options with Rockford Mutual Insurance.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on the Laser.
Back here at the Potter Dome, Morton High School, Street Trail 43-31, heading into the final quarter. Peoria High with the basketball. And
ball's
a travel
loose.
Not called, but ball gets loose. Audrey Peck comes up with it, gives way to Riley Jenkins. Riley to the right corner to Chelsea Stevens, and she brings it out to the wing. Now gets to Riley between the circles. Riley looks a pick from Lauren down the left side. Splits the defenders, lays it up and in. Nice move by Riley Jenkins, just her second basket. She's got 11 and make it 43-33. This is Craig Edwards out high left side. Gives to Daly in the center circle. Back to Craig Edwards on the left wing. Fires a three. Good.
Wow.
My goodness. Showing some range as well.
Well, before the game, they all stand around the three-point arc, and they're playing some game where they two people shot at a time threes, and she hit quite a few of them.
Streaks with numbers. Audrey Peck should have taken the shot, but got it over to Chelsea on the right baseline. Puts it up and in from 15. So I guess that was the right move by Audrey Peck. Got it over to Chelsea Stevens, and that's her second basket, and make it 46-35, under seven to play. This is
unfortunately for the Streaks, Peoria. That was a travel.
Yeah.
Peoria ended the third quarter on a 13-1 run, and that's why the Streaks are in the hole they are right now.
Now another three from Craig Edwards. Missed it, but another offensive rebound and put back, and this time it's Tut. Puts it up and in. And make it 48-35. Lauren Livingston backcourt. Gets it to Chelsea Stevenson. Chelsea turns, goes to the basket, and got hammered. And a foul's going to go against Hess. That's her second. That'll put Chelsea Stevenson at the free throw line. Good job by Chelsea once she caught it, got her handles on it, made the turn, went right to the basket, drew the contact. The Galesburg High boys have won 12 straight. They're 17-2. They defeated Chicago Comer 76-53 in their first game of the day. That game at the Martin Luther King tournament, as Chelsea Stevenson hits the first free throw. 48-36, Peoria High, 6:27 to play here in the ball game. Second shot for Chelsea is good. Six for Chelsea, and cut it to 11. Streaks need some stops. This is Daria Edwards with it. Top of the key on high left side to Tut. Back to Daria Edwards. on the right wing. She'll fire the three-pointer. Missed it, but the rebound comes out long to Tut for Peoria High. Another chance for the Lions. Now Daria Edwards with it. Free throw line gives to Denali Craig Edwards, her sister. Back to Daria Edwards on the right wing. Penetrates. Oh, a nice look underneath. What a pass to Jada Smith. She puts it up and in. Kind of a little wraparound there from Daria Edwards. Make it 50-37. Kaylee Miller.
No.
Her pass. I thought it was going to be stolen by Smith, but Chelsea Stevens is able to get there. Lauren, nice look
pass
to Audrey Peck down the right side, but it's stolen away from behind. Now goes to the floor. We're going to have time. Nope. Audrey comes away with it. Now it's Daria Edwards got it. And now Peoria High comes away with it. Smith down the left side of the lane, scooped it up off the glass and in.
Yeah, Audrey's got to go right up with that. You can't put that ball on the ground. They're just too quick and too many little players.
Riley Jenkins with it in the left corner for the Streaks. And now
she's going
to push on Denali Craig Edwards.
Is it or is it Hess?
Well, Craig Edwards is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, well, she was the one complaining when the whistle blew, so she must have known she did it.
Well, see, the only reason I thought it was Hess was because Riley was falling to the baseline and she would have gone to the sideline if Craig, at least I would think, if Craig Edwards pushed her.
And when the whistle blew, Riley was trying to throw it off of her leg to go out of bounds because she had nowhere else to go with it. That's three on Craig Edwards. Inbound to Lauren Livingston. Left baseline, a little five-footer up and no good. Rebound to Craig Edwards for Peoria High. She's got it between the circles. Left side to Daria Edwards. Long three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound
over
Riley Jenkins. That's okay, if you don't call the foul, that's got to be Peoria's ball because the ball was off of Riley. Hess went over her back. The ball went out of bounds, but it was off of Riley, but they gave it to us anyway. So
generally speaking, if one player's head whiplashes like Riley's did right there, there was contact from behind.
Yeah, yeah. And again, I say the ball had to go. Well, Streaks don't want to get a 10 call here. Now bodying up. This time it's Tut. That's going to be her third foul.
Nope, Daria.
Oh, wow.
That's her third foul.
Tut, well, that's why I saw Tut batting up. I guess Daria was doing the same thing. That's her third, so. So now a chance to win a bonus. Streaks need to, just the 16 foul. Okay.
Yeah.
So Lily Hudgens will inbound from midcourt right in front of us here. With 4:52 to play in the ballgame, Streaks trail 52-37.
Nope.
In the backcourt it goes to Riley. Yeah, I thought
good decision right there, but Peoria was looking for that backdoor pass that time.
And there it is. Nice backdoor from Riley, but Lauren just couldn't quite get her handles on it. Whoa, and the ball got knocked out of bounds by Smith.
I think it did go because it bounced off of Smith and hit a Streak and then went out of bounds.
Okay.
Then Smith made the right call of gator arming it when she saw it pop back up in the air. I think it hit Arlita last.
Okay. So it goes back the other way to Peoria High with 4.5 minutes to play.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely looked initially like it, but I'm pretty sure it caught our leader, somebody on the shoulder.
Travel called on Daria Edwards.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're going to call that a travel, then they've missed a ton in this game.
Yeah, and I'm not even so sure. She did kind of that hop step and let the pass go, but Riley Jenkins is going to get a little breather as Kaylee Miller comes in with 4:27 to play in the ballgame. Streaks trail 52-37. Got to get some points here. In the backcourt, Lauren Livingston. Gets it across to Arlita Brown. Arlita with it, bounces for Kaylee Miller in the paint.
Shoot it.
Take the shot. Nope. Kicks it out to Cadence. Cadence fakes, drives baseline, five-footer up. In it. No good. Oh, boy. Nice shot by Cadence. Couldn't get it to fall. Rebound to Hess. Now it's Craig Edwards to Tut on the right wing. Back to Craig Edwards. Now to Tut on the wing. Tut picks up, and a ball knocked away from behind by Kaylee Miller, and Lily Hudgens comes up with it for the Streaks. So the Streaks get the stop, need to get some points now. Kaylee down the right side.
No.
Oh, tried to get it underneath to Arlita Brown, but Denali Craig Edwards stepped in there. Now her pass knocked away. It's going to go off the Streaks last.
Well, you've got to understand, Denali Craig Edwards obviously has some really good hands.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to sneak that ball through her.
Armani Rivas checks in for the Streaks, as does Camellia Schwartzman. And Lauren Livingston and Kaylee Miller will get a break. 3:43 to play. Streaks trail 52-37. Inbound.
Ball's
and goes
loose.
Right through the hands that time, surprisingly, of Craig Edwards. Caden Slidey gets it, comes, puts it up, missed a shot, had her hand on the rebound. Oh, it got knocked out of bounds by Tut on the rebound. They're going to give it back to Peoria High. But that time on the shot, rather than going to the basket, the Cadence decided to pull up and try to use the touch to get in there. Couldn't quite get it to fall. So So the Streets with a couple of stops, but they didn't get any, came away empty on the offensive end both times. Daria Edwards on the right baseline with it outside the three-point arc, working against Cadence Leidick. Kicks out to Denali Craig Edwards, now left side to Tut. Back to Craig Edwards on the left baseline outside the three-point arc, being guarded by Camellia Schwartzman. Now gets to her sister Daria down on the right side, kick it back out to Denali. She fires a three, too strong, rebound to Cadence Leidick. Cadence on the run, got Armani Rivas with her, got around, oh, got hammered there by Craig Edwards, but the rebound comes to Armani Rivas. Coach trying to get some other players in there. Streak's going to have another game. He wants to get a little rest for him. Arlita Brown with it. Gives to Camellia Schwartzman between the circles. Out high right side to Lily Hudgens. Underneath to Arlita Brown. Some contact there, and coming away with it was Hess. Now bounce to Tut. Left side. Missed the shot. Rebound to Lily Hudgens. Now a steal. And this is Jada Smith lays it up and in.
Well, if Coach Edwards is going to keep pressuring, the Streaks are going to be in some major problems because they don't have – this is the bench squad that's in there now.
And he's bringing in four new players as well. Or is he bringing in five new players? 30-second timeout call, I think mainly to get subs in, but 2:25 to play. Streaks trail 54-37. Well, had some opportunities, and, you know, a couple times you got a couple stops and you don't come away with points. And, you know, if that happens, maybe the starters are still in or back in. But you gotta get those points when you get some stops, which the stops have been few and far between.
Yeah, they got their game even up at 30 midway through the third quarter there. But from that point on, it's been a 24-7 run for Peoria, and they've kind of put this one away with just their intense pressure and Streaks turning the ball over again. Streaks doing a pretty good job of handling the ball there for a while, but they're up to 27 turnovers now.
All right, Streaks will have to bring it the length of the court. Camellia Schwartzman to inbound. She's in there with Cadence Leidick, Lily Hudgens, Armani Rivas, and now Megan Roan in for the Streaks. And it comes to Armani, and she's going to be able to blow right by and bring it down uncontested, but it gets knocked away from behind her to go back to Peoria High.
Not as easy to blow by her as we might have thought. Benjamin stayed right with her.
Yeah. So knocked out of bounds. Streaks have it. Lily Hudgens to inbound from the left baseline. And it comes to Megan Roan on the left wing. Kicks out to Armani Rivas. And reach is going to be called on, I think that's Amaya Gordon. That'll put Armani Rivas at the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. 2:17 to play. Streaks trail 54-37. First shot for Armani is up and good.
Job by Armani getting in the book.
Make it 54-38. Armani eyes a second. It is up, no good. Rebound comes down to somebody that's not on their roster, a number 40. What a big surprise.
Yeah.
out high right side, this is Beck with it. It gets to Winter. She penetrates, double clutch, can't hit, but gets her own rebound. Kicks out to Beck. Now to the right side, it's Kiara Benjamin. Left wing, Beck fires a three, missed it. Rebound, Lily Hudgens for the Streaks.
Still guarding all over the floor.
Yep.
They're doing the man now, though, not the trapping defense.
Cadence Leidick with it. Now it's Camellia Schwartzman out high. Gives left side to Lily Hudgens. Lily gives to Megan Roan. Left baseline, little 10-footer is good. Nice touch there from Megan Roan. And make it 54-40, a minute and a half to play in the ball game. Out high left side. Now right side, this is Winters with it. They're kind of spreading the floor a little bit.
Which kind of surprises me because for a second there, I thought, well, maybe the reason he was letting them press all over the floor was because this is his bench, doesn't get as much run as the starters. So, you know,
give him a chance to score a little bit too.
And now he has them running the stall offense.
1 minute to play. Streaks trail 54-40. They're just tossing around out on the perimeter now. Gordon now to Winters. The unknown player drives and misses a shot. Traveled. And the Streaks will get it back with 47 seconds to play. And they're still going to come out with a full court pressure, man-to-man this time.
I
guess that's, and the Streaks turned over on the inbound. Shot up and good by, who was
Gordon.
That? Gordon. Oh, and they got another steal and put another one up and in. Okay, missed that. That was
and
quick.
Another one.
And now another one with 30 seconds to play. Long down court pass. The unknown player just got it two in a row. Oh, that's Miracle Thomas. Okay, they have her listed as number 14.
Streaks turn it over again.
So the final score is going to look way worse than what it was, but now the Streaks get it back on a turnover. Lily Hudgens with 12 seconds. 60-40 is our score now.
It's actually a missed shot by Winters.
Okay.
Or I think that's, I don't know, whoever this is right here. I can't see.
That's Winters, yeah. Yeah, Armani Rivas missed the shot. Final buzzer sounds. Final score, Peoria High 60, Galesburg 40. We'll come back with our post-game show, get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. We'll run down our post-game stats and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Streaks fall 60-40. You're listening to a special WGIO sports presentation of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Yam Auto Group on North Henderson and Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yam. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg, you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Elite Ink. If you can think it, Elite Ink can print it. EliteInkPrinting.com. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota. Buy local, buy with confidence. Buy at Galesburg Toyota. By Todd Van Velser, financial advisor with Edward Jones on National Boulevard in Galesburg. Member SIPC. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Sabrina's Bridal and Prom, where you're always one of a kind. By the UPS store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. And by Culver's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Welcome to Delicious.
You need a new car, but you have less than perfect credit. It's a new year, and it's time to get a fresh start at YEM in Galesburg.
This is Mike Roberts from the Finance Department at YEM. If you've had problems in the past with unpaid bills, repossession, bankruptcy, even if you don't think it's possible to get approved, our experts can help build your credit and get you on the right track for 2020.
We don't just sell cars. We help people. If your credit challenges have prevented you from buying a new vehicle, stop in soon and give us a chance to help at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
There's an app to save on flights, an app to rent a bike, and an app to help you save for driving safely. The Allstate app gives you real-time driving feedback with DriveWise, giving you the power to lower your insurance cost. In fact, safe drivers can save 40% or more. Connect and save with DriveWise. You're in good hands.
Download the Allstate app today. Savings may vary by state and driving behaviors. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Use of Allstate Mobile with activation of DriveWise required. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The forecast from The Laser, calling for a winter storm warning in effect until 6 p.m. tonight for Mercer County. Clouds today, breezy. Temperatures falling this afternoon. Wind gusts near 40 miles per hour, mostly cloudy tonight, a low near 1 degree with wind chills to 20 below due to the wind gusts near 40 miles per hour overnight tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high near 7 degrees. And tomorrow night, partly cloudy, a low of 1 below 0. And then for your Monday, sunshine with a high near 14 degrees. Right now, we're sitting at 21 degrees at the Laser.
With final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Evan Massey, WGIL's coverage of GHS girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show.
Back here at the Potter Dome, Morton High School, the Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Peoria High Lions. 60-40 is the final score. The Lions come out with a victory, fifth-ranked team in Class 3A, along with Geneseo. They're tied for that fifth spot. A game, Eric, where, I mean, I know we'll get to the stats, but probably the big one is going to be the turnovers, and that's what Peoria High does. They get you playing faster than you want to play. They just force you to do things you don't want to do and force you, I guess, into an uncomfortable pace.
Yeah, well, and they make you uncomfortable because they're not only are they're in your shorts, so you think you have to hurry to make a move. Their hands are active, and it's a lot of action that can speed you up. Now, like I said, the teams that are successful against this kind of play are the teams that can stay composed, work the ball around, and then also take advantage of the over-aggressive. We saw the Streaks do it there early in the third quarter. They were getting backdoor cuts. They were getting fouls called on Peoria, but unfortunately they just could not keep that up, and Peoria ended up turning the intensity up a little higher, and that's where they kind of ran away with this one.
And, of course, a couple of cheap baskets there at the end made it a little bit worse. I mean, it was more, more a 15-point game. Ended up a 20-point loss. But I guess in the end, that doesn't really matter. A loss is a loss. But some good things from the Streaks. I know the coach isn't into moral victories at all, but there were some things they did well. Just not enough of them to win a basketball game here this afternoon. And, obviously, another one tonight. Going to be another tough one against the top-ranked team in Class 3A, the Morton Potters, and that'll be a little bit later on. We'll talk more about that coming up. Streaks fall 60-40. Are going to go ahead and get started on Coach Massey will probably be up here pretty soon, but go ahead and get started on the scoring anyway for the Streaks. They were led by both Audrey Peck and Riley Jenkins with 10 points apiece. Riley on a couple of baskets, 6-for-7 from the free throw line. Audrey with 10 points on 5 baskets, 8 points for Lauren Livingston, 3 baskets, 2-for-2 from the line, 6 points for Chelsea Stevenson, a couple of baskets, 2-for-2 from the line, 3 points for Lily Hudgens off the bench on a 3-pointer. She was 0-for-2 from the line. Armani Rivas with a point on 1-for-2 from the line, and Megan Roan got a basket late in the game for 2 points. Streaks with just one 3-pointer in the game, and they were 11-for-15 from the line. The Lions led by their freshman Denali Craig Edwards with 18 points, 7 twos and a 3, 14 points for Sanaya Tutt, 6 baskets, 2-for-4 from the line, 8 points for Jada Smith on 4 baskets, 6 points for Serena Winters off the bench on a 2, a 3, and 1-for-2 from the line, 5 points for Jenna Beck, a 3 and a 2, 4 points for Cammie Hess on a couple of baskets. 4 points for Miracle Thomas late in the ballgame on a couple of baskets, and 1 for Benjamin on a basket. Daria Edwards didn't score, but she doesn't necessarily do a lot of that anyway. She's out there kind of running the show. They hit 3 3-pointers, 3-for-5 from the free throw line. I know the big one is the turnovers for the Streaks. That's going to be the telling stat for this game here this afternoon.
Yeah. Well, I can do everything but the shooting, so maybe we can get that done, and then
we'll get with Coach Massey coming up real quick here.
So the Streaks turned the ball over 31 times in this game, 17 times in the first half, 14 times in the second half, with 9 of those in the second half coming there in the fourth quarter. Streaks out-rebounded Peoria 28-24, but were beat on the defensive boards 14-7.
Okay. How many turnovers did Peoria High end up with?
14.
So probably more than they like to have, but as fast as they're playing, that's going to happen with that team. We'll come back and get we'll do more of the stats and get a chance to chat with Streaks head coach Evan Massey. Final score, Peoria High 60, Galesburg 40. You're listening to a special WGIO Sports presentation of Silver Street Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
GHS Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's. They'll hang the big hat up on the sign so you can see it. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business, and by Templeton Roofing. Call Templeton Roofing, where your roof matters. Learn more at templetonroofing.com.
Hi, this is Neil Thomas with Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. We want to start 2020 out with an exciting offer for your badly needed bathroom remodel. We are offering a 10% discount to any customer that calls for an estimate to remodel their bathrooms. This could amount to hundreds of dollars in savings. Now is the time to take advantage of this great offer by picking up the phone and calling 342-HEAT. That's 342-432. You will be surprised to see the savings that could be yours. This offer is only good through February 29th, so don't hesitate. Call us now.
WGIL Sports with live coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on the Laser.
Back here at the Potter Dome, Morton High School, Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the Peoria High Lions. 60-40 was the final score. Our post-game coaches interview is brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Coach, we were just talking right after the game that they are a team that makes you uncomfortable in a couple of ways. One, the pace of the game. Two, the way they guard. And in this game, you never know what the officiating crew is going to be like. Sometimes they're going to call the bumps and pushes. Sometimes they're not. They didn't at first. They started to, then they didn't. And so it was kind of inconsistent. But they just make you uncomfortable on when you've got the ball.
Oh, yeah. Am I on?
Here you are. Now you are. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe you want to turn me off with it. I don't know. I mean, I think, beginning of the game, the quickness it so intimidated us that we really couldn't, we didn't do things that we practiced. And then I think we eventually settled in and worked more to get things done. And I don't know what point it would have been, late first quarter to the middle of the third quarter, we really outplayed them. But, it just, with them, just too many turnovers became an issue for us. And then we stuck with the 1-3-1 a little bit too long, and then they were getting some offensive rebounds out of it.
Yeah, I mean, you did some good things, especially, like you said, in those middle two quarters, you really did outplay them. And you took advantage of their aggressiveness, even over-aggressiveness. You got some good looks for Audrey in there, and you were doing some really good things, getting some really good looks against them in those middle two quarters.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, it's one where, I played it a little bit differently than I think I would if it was just one game that I, started out and wanted to, hope to try and keep some kids fresh. I thought maybe that hurt us there in the third quarter when I was trying to catch some rest for our kids, and we went from being tied to all of a sudden we're 10 down just like that.
Yeah, and that's the thing that a team like that is able to do. It happens really, really quickly. In fact, that was in a span of about, I think, less than a minute, maybe 30 seconds or so that happened. With that full court pressure, it's hard even with your best ball handlers in there, let alone if you got those that maybe aren't quite as sure of themselves, especially against defense like that.
Yeah, and I mean they're very good, and they're deeper than I thought they were. That. They played more kids, and they played well with it. So a tough that way. But as I said to the girls, what we've got to do is just keep working at what we're doing and use this. Like right now, Geneseo, that they're up playing Bureau Valley and somebody else. That today it'd be nice to be able to have that schedule. But in the long run, if we say – our goals are where our goals are, that we want to be one of the best teams we can be, that the way we become better is we got to end up not just play these people. We've got to compete against these people. And I thought we did compete today.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, never gave up. And, like I said, the turnovers, we had you for 31. That was huge. But never gave up. You kept fighting. And it doesn't get any easier a little bit later today. So you have the sophomores will be playing over in the other gym next. And they almost play, not quite back-to-back, but fairly close, don't they?
Yeah, like a game in between there or something.
Okay, so what will you guys do in the interim? You watch the sophomores and then?
What we're going to do, watch the first half of the sophomores, and then we're taking the varsity out to eat, and then the sophomores will come join us and get something quick to eat.
All right. Well, Coach, we always appreciate you coming up. We'll talk with you before the next game.
Yeah. Thanks for it. It's a long day.
Yeah,
thanks.
Absolutely. Streaks head coach Evan Massey here on the post game, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida. It's the right choice for your next project. Streaks fall 60-40. Let's see. Let's go ahead and
we can do the shooting stats.
Yeah, let's go ahead and finish up some stats.
So the rest of the stats that I have, Peoria shot the ball 27 of 60. They were 24 of 49 from inside the arc, 3 of 11 from downtown. Now, that was a marked improvement because if you remember, shooting the 2 in the first half, they were 10 of 26. 14 of 23 there in the second half. So they really picked up their shooting in the second half. Streaks just, you know, we talked last game about how the Streaks only had 23 shots in the first half, and
yeah,
that was a low number. Well, after having 13 shots in the first half, this one, they only got 17 more shots. They finished 14 of 30 from the field, 1 of 5 from downtown, 13 of 25 from inside the arc. Some stats in addition to the points Tom told you about. Audrey Peck finishes with her 10 points, but she also had 8 rebounds, an assist, and 4 blocks. Lauren Livingston had a couple of rebounds and a steal. Cadence Leidick had a steal and a rebound. Kaylee Miller had 2 rebounds. Kaylee Miller did not attempt a shot in this game.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Chelsea Stevenson, 2 rebounds. Lily Hudgens, 3 rebounds, an assist and a steal. Riley Jenkins, 6 rebounds and 6 assists.
All right. So, you know, 14 for 30 from the field, you think, okay, well, if this is a slow-paced game, that's pretty good shooting. You're right in the
right
game. But, okay, then you add 31 turnovers to that, and the, just the fact that it wasn't a slow-paced game. We got sped up but just didn't get enough shots up. That's the difference in this one. All right, Streaks fall 60-40. We'll take our final timeout and come back and name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. You're listening to a special WGIL Sports presentation of Silver Streak Girls Basketball on 92.7 FM, The Laser.
Tony Batson, GM of Galesburg Toyota, talks about why Toyota rocks.
Toyota is the number one manufacturer in the world. They sell more vehicles than anyone else. You've got the Camry and the Corolla have been number one in this country for over a decade now. There's a reason for that. The product speaks for itself, and we always encourage people to do their own homework. Go to an independent site, a Better Business Bureau, Consumer Reports, and you will find that every model Toyota is a recommended buy. You know, we're proud of that, but more importantly, our customers are proud of that.
Find the Toyota of your dreams at Galesburg Toyota, online at galesburgtoyota.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball is brought to you by Todd Van Velser, your local Edward Jones Financial Advisor, located at 1980 National Boulevard in Galesburg. To learn how Todd can help you reach your financial goals, stop by or call 343-3239. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg High School Basketball, presented by WGIL Sports, continues on The Laser.
Back here at the Potter Dome, Morton High School, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson. Galesburg Silver Streaks fall to the fifth-ranked Peoria High Lions, 60-40. Was the final score. Time right now to name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. It's a tough one. You come away with a loss, but there were some good things, and Coach Massey even talked about the middle quarters, midway through the third, where we kind of outplayed them. And one of the things he mentioned was, you know, trying to do things a little bit differently, give the girls some rest for the game coming up later, which he doesn't always do.
Right.
And what happens, you get your best ball handler out of the game, and things change quickly. But during that stretch where the Streaks came and came back and tied the game up at 30 after being down, what? They've been down, what, as many as 12 or more than that even at that prior to
Let's
that?
Let's see. They were down 28-19 at half.
Okay.
Looks like it was in that – it was in like the 8-9 range,
okay,
most of that time period.
Okay. But anyway, so they made a nice comeback, tied the game at 30. And during that stretch, there was, it was kind of three players that kind of got the job done. Lauren Livingston with a couple of baskets in that stretch, and some good passes. Audrey Peck with a basket in there. But this young lady, not only, I mean, during that time, you know, she always consistently fills up the stat sheet, but not only scoring-wise at that point with a basket and a couple of free throws, but you add three assists in there as well to kind of help get the Streaks back in it at that point.
Yeah, we're going to go with the junior, Riley Jenkins. She finishes the game with 10 points, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. And realistically, you know, and we've seen this throughout the course of the season, if a team has some heavy on-ball defense, it's really tough for the Streaks to get into their offense and move the basketball when Riley's not on the floor. So I think that, you know, especially in a game like this, Riley was very key during that stretch for the Streaks to get back into this one and tie it up. And unfortunately, it went south from there, but that was really the crunch time of this game.
So Riley Jenkins, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. Well, we've got Morton's got a nice crowd here for a Saturday afternoon game against
when you're state champions as often as they have been recently.
Yeah.
Makes it a little easier.
Yep, absolutely. I kind of like their gray uniforms they're wearing for this game. They're, I'm guessing these are their road unis, gray with the wide red piping on the sides of them and white numbers. All right, well, we'll see the Potters later tonight, the three-time defending state champions, number one in Class 3A, 19-0 coming into this game here this afternoon against the Lincoln Railers. All right, well.
Four-time state champion.
Oh, four-time. I'm sorry. Four.
One last year,
too. Oh, that's right. I forget. I know. I know. Okay. I don't want to shortchange him, I guess. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this portion, this broadcast. We'll be back here on the Laser a little bit later on, right around 6:10 for the pregame for tonight's game against Morton. Thanks to our studio engineer, Sean McCutcheon. Streaks fall 60-44. Eric Gibson, Tom Meredith saying good afternoon from Morton.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.